From the other side of the footlights, here is WHRO-FM critic M.D. Ridge.
Having conducted all of Mahler's symphonies with the Virginia Symphony, conductor Joanne Folletta returned to Mahler's Symphony No. 5 to close her 25th season. The April 2nd performance at Chrysler Hall was a sumptuous display of this masterwork and its many challenges. It began with the Trauermarsch movement, a funeral march that began with David von der Heide's declarative solo trumpet in a phrase that seemed to recall the opening notes of Beethoven's Fifth, but different. The dire march also called for spectacular French horn by Colin Wayman. Rob Cross's sure cymbals crashed and whispered. The second movement's storm song was almost romantic, with every section of the orchestra called on for challenging work, from huge timpani, singing cellos, awesome French horns, and little spring-like peeps of reeds. In the scherzo, those wonderful horns and pizzicato violins brought out the interesting waltz and Landler rhythms to a bright, in-your-face ending. The adagietto had tender violins, subtle cellos, and harp in almost unbearable tension. Folletta had full command of the slow, restrained tempo before bringing out again the spring-awakening sound of reeds. The rondo finale built and built, striding out with a big sweep of strings. Folletta seemed almost fierce in her conducting, but the big ending needed that. Cymbals and timpani going for broke, brass blaring, strings scurrying. Nothing felt pale or hesitant or less important. The whole came together for a grandly emotional, at times lyrical, but always powerful triumph. Kudos to Folletta and the Virginia Symphony players for a magnificent Mahler. The program had begun with a very fine performance by Virginia native Brendan Elliott of the Concerto in A Minor for Violin and Orchestra by Russian composer Alexander Glazunov. The first movement demonstrated his violin's nice sound. It sang well, if a little overpowered at times by the orchestral strings. Elliott, playing from memory, had precise high notes and lovely, rich, lower ones. His solo cadenza at the end of the first movement had unusual plucking, lots of double stopping, and daunting technical demands. Think jazz guitarist Stanley Jordan's tapping technique on violin. Elliott's performance brought a standing ovation, with the orchestra's strings happily tapping their bows. Before the interval, Folletta alluded to the orchestra's last concert of the season tradition of recognizing significant milestones. VSO president and chief of staff Kate Fillion was celebrating 5 years. Violinist Wessie Chong Beyer, 15 years. Flutist Joanne Meyer-White and violinist Kirsty B. Green were recognized for their 25 years. Assistant concertmaster Amanda Gates Armstrong has been with the orchestra for 25 years, as have bass trombonist and Rodney Martell and bassist Scott Harris. Violinist Lisa McCoy Bishop marked 30 years. Violinist Linda Dennis had 35 years, as did the extraordinary flutist Deborah Wendells Cross. To all, bravo and brava. We'd be much, much poorer without what you bring to our community. From the other side of the footlights, I'm M.D. Ridge.